Former NHLer, Edmontonian, and analyst for the Blue Jackets, Jody Shelley, joins us. Jody, how you doing?
Doing good. Got my shirt on down here in Columbus, so a little chillier than Edmonton.
Well, that's all right. Well, before we get to Columbus, Jody, you used to play, and I know you still have a lot of friends around the NHL. Give me your thoughts on the Wilson-Thornton feud.
I just got updated on that by Teddy Purcell of the Oilers, and, you know, if you know Joe Thornton at all, you could hear him saying it in a kind of a giggly way. And I'm sure it's written. When you read it, it's a different message. I mean, that's the extent I know it. Just what Teddy told me is that Joe said that Doug's got a
exact quote. He said, I think Doug just needs to shut his mouth. I think that's the bottom line. All I've got to say is I've been here every day working hard. I haven't taken a sabbatical. He just needs to stop lying, shut his mouth.
Oh, wow. That's a little more intense than I thought. Maybe I need to go update Teddy. Well, you know, Jumbo's an intense guy, but he's a guy that likes to have some fun. So I don't know. I mean, him and Dougie are in a tight situation there. Everyone can see them on the outside looking in and what happened there. I think that's a relationship that is getting a little tight. So I don't know if it needs to be played out in the media, but sounds like it struck a note with Jumbo.
Yeah, oh, definitely. The Columbus Blue Jackets, really kind of a lost season for them due to so many injuries to such key players.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, this team comes off a awesome first-round elimination last year, and I say awesome because young group, Sidney Crosby, Malkin, in the building here at GameStick, Blue Jackets go down swinging, but really galvanize the city, and this young group saw how big of a sports city it is, how passionate they are about the Blue Jackets, and the momentum coming into the season was huge, and some people had them predicted sixth in the East, seventh, eighth, making it to the playoffs was the word. That team that everyone loved to see, kind of the underdog, blue-collar style game, and then injuries. I mean, it's a reason. It's not an excuse, and I said that earlier this month. It's one of those things that this team, after losing Bobrovsky, four of their centermen, Letestu, who's a journeyman centerman, penalty killer, Dubinsky, heart and soul guy, and Anisimov, who's a guy that, that number two centerman slot that he just jumps in there and fills. Foligno was out for a bit. These guys are a huge part of this team, and this team is a team that wins in their group. There's no captain. They got to lead by a group, as a group, and, when you lose that many guys, 11 and 12 guys at one point, it's just ridiculous. So no traction here for the Blue Jackets this year.
Of all the injuries, Jody, and you played just all kind of freak injuries, bad luck, are there any that they're worried about could linger for next season?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I mean, Boone Jenner with the back injury now, because he was out with a wrist. They're talking about getting him back. I'm just kind of thinking there off the top of my head. Dubinsky came back from double groin, double hernia. But I don't think there's anything here. They're really trying to get, with this Clarkson is the latest, who's going to be out the rest of the season with an abdominal oblique tear. They were trying to get everyone back in to see what they had by the end of the season. I think that was wishful thinking. That was about 3 weeks ago. But nothing that seems to appear to linger into next season, no.
Okay. When you look at the Jackets next season, I guess let's talk about one guy who's going to come back and play only his eighth game of the season tonight, former number two overall pick, Ryan Murray. Jody, he just, he's been decimated by injuries that started even before he got to Columbus during the lockout when he got injured in Everett, and he just can't seem to stay healthy. How much of a concern is that for that Blue Jackets team? Because when he's healthy, he's a pretty solid top four defenseman. He just hasn't been able to stay in the lineup.
Yeah, he's projected as part of our top two pairing. He's that steady. He's got that quiet presence that, you can watch a number of games in a row and not even notice him because he's that quiet defenseman out there, doesn't make many mistakes. Of course it's concerning. Shoulder surgery, comes back, knee injury that kept him out off-season training and well into this season, a few games early. Comes back from that, happy, healthy, and then Ryan Johansson falls on him and he gets a ankle sprain. So, the last one was a freak injury. The knee thing was kind of lingering and there was a little concern about that, but he seemed to have put that behind him now. So, I mean, he's a young guy, and it's amazing how some of these young guys, you look at Ryan Johansson, who missed the entire training camp and has not missed a game this season. He's been healthy. He came in the day before training camp started. Just amazing, some of these guys. But those knees and shoulders, sometimes there's a concern. But I don't sense any concern from the Blue Jackets management at all.
Okay. Jody Shelley, analyst for the Blue Jackets, joins us. Explain to me why James Wojnarowski was a guy that they felt was expendable.
Well, there's a couple reasons, and probably the biggest one is they picked up Kevin Connaughton on waivers, a young guy from Dallas, and he came in and really did a nice job on the power play. He's a left-handed shot, but and James is a right, but does a good job of getting the puck through to the net on all situations. And as a defenseman, you know how important that is to get that puck through. How many times you see plays broken at the top with those guys blocking shots, the forwards especially. So he really jumped in and filled a hole there. Just emerging young defenseman. David Savard's another kid who's just grown leaps and bounds the last year and a half. So they like where they're at. They're confident with their young group. You know, maybe they're looking to build too. And then probably the $5.25 million they had to pay him. And then, you know, just that salary cap hit that they had that gives them a little more room here now going into an offseason that they're looking forward to.
Jody, when you look at the defense, David Savard, he's played the most games and the most minutes on the back end, almost 23 a night. Talk about his evolution as a defenseman. Do you see him long-term as a top-four guy? What's he do well?
He's a top-four guy. He's a guy that shuts it down. He plays a heavy, and I mean, him and Jack Johnson play a very similar style. They complement each other well. In the defensive zone, they do a fantastic job just leaning on guys, keeping them out of the way positionally, whether it's penalty kill or five-on-five. They're smart, and they use their big bodies very well. David Savard was called out by the coaching staff, I think, maybe a year and a half ago now to say, hey, take the next step, lose some weight, get in shape. You're going to be a big part of this. And he's really developed into that. If you think of a Clydesdale back there, David Savard is the Clydesdale. And him and Jack Johnson do something very similar in the offensive zone where they know when to jump in. And they have the ability and the confidence to get back and help the back check and the defenders that cover for him. So he's, you know, I just think he's really smart and leans on the guys in the defensive zone and eats up, as you mentioned, a lot of minutes. Those guys are valuable.
Is Wennberg only there because of so many injuries?
You know, that's an interesting question, and I don't think so. You know, okay. He was a big pick for Jarmo Kekalainen coming into this organization. He was his first pick. He's a Swedish player, and at first maybe you would have thought that. They sent him down for about a month, and since he's come back, the game has slowed down for him, and I think that's a big deal for young players. You know, I don't know. He's valuable to this team. He's played all situations. His plus-minus is terrible. But, you know, that might be a product of some of the situations he's been put in. He kills penalties. He plays the point on the power play. He takes crucial face-offs. There was a point there about a month ago where this team thought they were still in the playoff race. And who's out there with 34 seconds left to take a face-off with Dubinsky and Johansson on his wings was Wennberg. So, you know, you don't just do that for giggles, so to speak. I mean, they see something in his, they call it hockey sense. I have to look that one up. I didn't have much of that when I played, but he's got this hockey sense that's off the charts, and they love it.
Okay, because the numbers, you know, a rookie player, you know, minus 29, and I know that minus is not necessarily the best indicator, but only two goals in 57 games. He is playing 50 minutes a night, so they're not like they're just sitting him on the bench. They clearly are going to allow him to go through the tough growing pains of learning how to play in the NHL.
Yeah, and you don't want a guy learning in an experience where you're losing and just kind of, you know, hope it goes well for him, and hope he, you know, they're keeping a very close eye on that situation. And if he wasn't supposed to be here, they'd have somebody else. I know there's guys like Kirby Reichel in the minors who are chomping at the bit to get up here. He's been down almost all season long, highly touted pick, but just a different kind of player. And you know, there's chance for other guys to be up here. Michael Chaput's another guy, but Wennberg is got more than meets the eye when you look at the stats. That's for sure.
And Bobrovsky, his injury, what was behind him in your mind, Jody? Or is it too hard to tell?
What's that?
Bobrovsky's injuries, are they in the past, or is that always going to be a little bit of a concern? Because when he's on, he's one of the best, but when he's not, that's a huge void.
You know what? He's amazing to watch off the ice, and I got to play with him in Philadelphia. And he was a backup to Brizgalov, and you watch his day-to-day routine. He wanted to be a number one. He trains extremely hard. He stretches all day. Every day he's got this routine that's crazy, And for him, no, I think it's in the past because he pays attention to detail in everything that he does off the ice and on the ice in practice, pushes himself to a point where coaches need to say, hey, you need to take some time now and get away. So I don't think it's concerned. You know, it's not like he's easing his way back in. His first game back was against the Washington Capitals, and they came on hard, and he was just going post to post out of his crease, crazy, testing that groin. So I think that's all in the past.
Okay. Jody, always great to catch up with you, man. Enjoy the game tonight. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.